Welcome, Brolos.
Brolo!
That is it. The official name for anyone watching this podcast.
Right, I don't want to hear no arguments. We've done an official Instagram poll. Yep. We let you know last week on the app. Head to Instagram, vote. Brolos won with 40%.
Yeah. Brozzy's was at the bottom, and I was very disappointed.
Really at the bottom. And then there was Little Bro Peeps. Just behind Brolos. What was it, like 38%
of the vote? Yeah, it was close. It was very close.
So we could be swayed.
No, we can't be swayed. It was an official vote. Ashley's doing that look, and that tone in his voice. She was like, yeah, well, it is Brolos. Like,
it's Brolos. It's decided. I'm all here for a democracy,
which is what it was.
But it's growing on me. And you know, what sticks with you about Brolos? I know what I like about Brolos.
Yeah.
The fact that it leads into a snack. Remember we spoke about that?
Brolos.
So I feel like coming soon will be the Brolo snack, and now it's the name of our community.
I think that they must be discontinued. I haven't seen them in a while.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest, neither have I. And one thing they never made, which I think is a real shame, never saw white Brolos.
Yeah.
Just to shut that out there.
Yeah.
Just to shut that out there.
That's what our Brolos could be.
White Brolos?
Yeah. I'm saying we should make a snack.
Oh, sorry.
No, not our fans. They're not white Rolos.
I'm saying, I was just really confused.
It feels like quite an exclusive group now. all the people on hate group at this point. Like, let's not do that. Yeah. Let's not do that.
But it's nice to have an official name.
Brolos.
Okay. So we are decided. No one's going to argue.
There's room for growth.
Well, we didn't decide, but Brolos it is.
So Little Bro Peeps is gone.
I wouldn't say gone.
Right. Well, it is, obviously.
Gone, but not forgotten.
Yes, there we go. Gone, but not forgotten. Like last week's MBE, which I'm quite still irritated about.
Yeah.
Ashley Banjo's MBE. Ash got picked.
And it was pretty much a get out of jail free card.
Yeah, you had to give Pell £10 to buy something random.
And do you know what? I'm also going to say thank you too, because once again, I got something out of it.
I got something out of it.
Let me open my legs for anyone watching so you can have a look.
Well, that was unnecessary.
Look what I found. I actually popped over to the shop.
This is what Perry decided to buy.
What? Okay, what is that?
That, I believe, is a giant watermelon.
Why the hell did you buy that?
That's a good point.
I had £10 to spend.
And how much did that cost? I would have said about £6.
No, that's 15 quid, actually.
15 quid?
That's 15
that
quid.
That was £15.
I put my money in.
Why did you want it that much?
When have you ever seen a fuck off watermelon like that? Feel the weight of that.
Oy.
Should we actually find out what it is? I think I've got a knife here.
All right, let's find out what you spent this money on then.
Oh,
that's a watermelon.
It's a watermelon.
So that is a watermelon.
That's pen.
It tastes pen too.
This is supposed to be for me.
And that's not.
It is.
Is it?
He gave you £10 to buy to bring something in random for him.
Oh, here you go.
You're half chewed watermelon.
I don't want your half bitten piece.
Okay, do you want me to cut you a new bit or what?
You don't even like fruit.
Yeah, that's not the point.
It's mine.
You want some?
No, thank you. I don't really like it.
Is it nice? Is it good though?
That looks delicious, man. That is so red.
Oh, it looks good.
Doesn't that look good?
I mean, I don't like watermelon, but that looks great. Wow.
That is delicious.
And what made you go for a watermelon?
What size of it?
Yeah.
You told me you was going to go for, they sell fake Labubus over there.
I thought they sell the food.
So I was like, grab one of them. Because once you're done, I'll take it home and give it to my daughter Mimi, because she keeps asking me for one. She even texted me the other day. She's 6 and she texted me saying, can I have Labubu?
That's what she said. Sounds like a gold digger to me.
Okay. We're not calling my 6-year-old daughter a gold digger.
She's after the money, George.
Okay, she's after a Labubu.
They're the early signs.
What, wanting a Labubu makes her a gold digger?
Well, you said yes, didn't you?
I did say yes.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Bit sport, if you ask me. Sorry, I'm going to have one more bit of watermelon.
Okay.
Direct from the source. But listen, guys.
This is the grossest thing I've ever seen.
To the team, if you want to scram that after, get on that, because that's buff. And I can also close it. Ready?
Don't put your chewed up watermelon.
That was so satisfying.
Oh, yeah, that's actually.
I just put the triangle back on.
You put the lip back on.
All right, all sorted. Thank you, Perry. Well done.
What do I do with it? I'm going to put it on the floor.
There you go. Let me move your microphone out of the way.
It is mine, but do what you want.
You want it under your feet?
No, you do. You keep it. You've claimed it now. So
can we give a big shout out to one of our Brolos? By the way, Hannah Harris.
Oh, big up.
Oh,
Hannah.
Yes, please.
Big up Hannah Harris.
Yes, 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 yes.
Sat at home, chilling out, and then out of nowhere, it's like, oh, you've been invited to collaborate on a post. And I went, oh, you're trying to collaborate with me on a post? Saw that it wasn't just me who'd been requested, all three of us, and the Brothers Uncovered page. I went, oh, this is interesting. Watch this video. Hannah has written an entire song about the Brothers Uncovered podcast. Yeah. 3 verses, a chorus. I mean, if you don't know about Brothers Uncovered, let's say you're just joining us here, what are we, episode 16 or whatever now?
Yeah.
You're just joining us now. Listen to that song, you'll be all caught up.
But it's not just a song. It's a story. It's an experience.
Yeah.
If you listen
yeah.
to that song, you will understand what this podcast is all about.
Let's play a little bit now.
You got Brothers Uncovered. Yeah, you know what to do. Would you rather listen to them or do what I do? What you go down on, do?
very ashy as an LBE. Standing out with the panic energy. They're so funny, so, so funny. Brothers Uncovered is the place to be. Brothers Uncovered.
I'm still not sure on that lyric there. I feel like we both mumble on that.
You know what to do.
Something like that. But it's serious. That's what, when I first thought, what is this song?
Mm.
I thought, oh, it's just going to be a joke. No, she is. It's very serious. It's very cool. And I like it.
She picks up all of our personality traits.
Yep. Favorite lyric.
I think it's like, Ash likes quiche. Jordan can't swim. Poor kid was obese. That's a highlight for me.
Yeah.
I liked Ashley. His chin drinks milk, can't win.
Yeah, you got your big chin in there, which is...
I'm not good with lyrics. I can never pick lyrics up.
Hannah Harris, if you are listening, which I'm assuming you are, if you went all the way to write a song, we love you and you absolutely smashed it, mate. Thank you so much.
On all three of the verses.
All of them.
All three of the verses and choruses. All right, should we get things rolling?
Let's go.
Should we oath it up?
Let's oath, mate.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
We swear on Perry's life. That we shall answer every would you rather question with complete honesty, even when it questions our morals or sanity. Amen.
Brothers Uncovered. First thing I'm bringing today is something that I was sent, I would say a worryingly amount of times, but like people kept sending it to me. It's gone viral. 15 hobbies that secretly make men less attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Was quite upset that it kept getting sent to me.
Okay.
Felt like quite a personal attack. Perry, did you have it sent to you?
Yes.
Ash, you have it sent to you?
I know what you're gonna say. I didn't have it sent to me, but I saw it.
You saw it. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm upset that it was sent to me several times. Fine. So top 15 least attractive hobbies to women. Number one, bearing in mind, let me just chuck this out there. You've got things like drinking alcohols on here, clubbing, marijuana, gambling, these sorts of things are on there. But on that list, what do you think is number one? With 33.6%.
Yeah, I was gutted at number one.
This is the top 15 least attractive.
Yeah. And bear in mind, you've got things like I said, there's drugs on there, there's drinking, gambling, going out, loads of random stuff. What would you say?
Was it comic books?
It was comic books.
Yeah,
That's harmless.
Yeah, man, that's out of order. That's really wrong. That's actually quite wrong of you to do.
It's actually upset. I think this list, the bottom with 6.4% was gambling.
Really?
The bottom three, so like the ones that like, oh, they're not good, but I suppose they're technically the most attractive ones out of the least attractive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The bottom three are marijuana, porn, and gambling.
Really?
Okay. But the top three are comic books, cosplay, and, well, Ash, me and you are out here, debating.
Oh, God, yeah. To be fair, I'd put that number one.
No, they're talking about debate. You know what I mean? When people sit and they have, like, debates.
Yeah, that's what you used to do.
No, we have heated conversations. Yeah. You've seen debates, right?
Okay.
Like, you know, who's the guy that goes around and, there's some sick debaters, like, Mehdi. Have you seen Mehdi? Mehdi Hassan, is that his name? No? What about Charlie Kirk? He goes around and debates everyone.
People like that.
They go around and just debate people.
Like, really, do you know what I find with some people like that as well? Not only do they debate really heavy subjects, they debate heavy subjects, and you can have your stance and your points on it, but they'll purposely be antagonistic as well. So it's like to get to their point, they'll say it in like a really abrasive way to like sort of trigger people to this. So I get like if you're saying you've got like a really abrasive and argumentative personality,
yeah,
I can see why debating might be kind of up there. But I think there's nothing wrong with having a conversation and hearing each other's points.
It's because like it feels petty. Like arguing's a skill, like debating's a skill, and it feels like a bit like, and you're just like, oh, shut up.
Like when
it kind of gives you that vibe.
When you watch certain debates on TV, like if you see someone like a Piers Morgan show or something, and they get like cornered by like, and Piers Morgan starts arguing.
The thing
that I get is go like, you know what they mean. It's just they can't talk their way out of it. Do you know what I mean? Like they say a point and then Piers will go, yeah, but you're saying this. And we'll give like a really fucking like super blunt example.
And then you go,
I know Perry's looking really confused right now. Do you know what I'm
talking about? No, it's just nice to be in the middle of this debate.
Oh my God.
So, just thought I'd bring it back in a second.
No, not us.
Well, you keep denying it.
Oh my days.
You keep denying it. And I thought I'd just bring that into
a debate.
Do you know what? I don't even want to carry on.
Back down.
I don't want to carry on into more debate.
Let me reel it back in then. Because I would flip the top and the bottom. You said gambling's at the bottom.
Gambling's at the bottom.
And comic books at the top.
At the top.
Insane. You've got to, if I was looking
for a partner. I would have swapped them
round. Even if I was looking for a partner, I had to choose one that they're into. You have to choose comic books.
Yeah, because like no offense, I know like gambling addiction is obviously an addiction. It's something people struggle with, and they have to get help and all that stuff. I'm not like trying to diminish it, But like that really, really affects and like can ruin people's lives. But comic books
ain't changing anything.
But use 1 minute. Let's think about the glamour here. I'm not talking about the real life. I'm talking about the glamour movie version, right? No one ever looked at Daniel Craig in Casino Royale when he sat down in that tux and went, 10 million, red.
Yeah.
No one ever went, ugh. Everyone was like, oh.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, but that's what I'll do if a girl show me edition number one of Spider-Man. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, well, yeah, she, like, if she had the first edition Spider-Man.
Yeah, she's loaded, she's, mate. She's definitely got it. Yeah, exactly.
But my point is, no one, there isn't really a glamorous version of, people probably imagine sitting there on your own reading the comic. Even though I know, like, comics are dope. Do you know what I mean? Comics are dope.
I love that stuff,
I think
man.
It's the visual. I think you can't glamorize.
And
comics.
I was looping in comic books and cosplay. Yeah, you know when people dress up a little bit.
No, they're
bit.
Two separate things.
But I was looping them in thinking, oh, maybe that's why people saying comic books, because the cosplay side of stuff, people really get into it. They spend a lot of money on the costumes that have to go to loads of events. But if you just collect comic books, like even I went to Comic-Con in London a few years ago. I took Perry came with me and one of the other diversity boys, Mitch. Now, I'm a bit of a, I will say this on here, number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I believe, is anime.
You're big into your anime.
I'm a big anime fan. I've got tattoos and everything.
Look behind him if you're watching on YouTube.
Yeah, like that. That's even his neck tattoos from an anime. Like I'm big into anime, right? Now, that's number 6 on there. But when I went to Comic-Con, where people do a lot of cosplay, I won't lie to you, even I realised, yo, I'm being out-fanned to the...
There's levels to
bro,
this.
Bro, there's levels. So I wore like a bomber jacket and it had a character on the back. So I didn't dress up as anything. I thought this jacket's sick and it had a character on it. I've walked into Comic-Con before I've taken 5 steps. Someone dressed as this character's like arch nemesis, like full costume, had like little plastic knives and everything. The character I was wearing was called Sasuke. And the person who's like his rival is called Naruto, the main character. Mm-hmm. This person's dressed as Naruto. As I've walked in, he saw my jacket from across the XL center. The XL, all I heard was, Sasuke! And he's come sprinting across and coming around. And I was like, fuck off. Like, I just got scared. I was like, get away from me. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't there about to doing some like fake karate with some random like 17-year-old. It was a bit awkward, to be honest.
Well, that's because in almost every way, you are the opposite of Sasuke.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm not very agile for a start. He's quite an agile person. He's quite small.
He's quite flicky, isn't he?
Like, yeah, quite flicky.
Yeah, you know, some...
Spiky hair.
Yeah, he's got spiky hair.
I can tell you two aren't into anime at all.
I don't really like that, man. It's the same as like hentai and stuff. You're into that, aren't you?
No, right. Can you stop spreading this rumour? He keeps doing this. Because I like anime, he then keeps saying that I like hentai.
Well, no, I just feel like when you're in the anime camp, it's hard to not fall into that.
No, I don't think it is that difficult, actually. I watch it for, you know...
What do you watch?
The art.
What, of hentai? What?
No, of anime.
Oh, no, because
That was dangerous.
No, wait, hang on. The art, like, some of the art styles on some of these, like, especially new ones, you've got, like, Demon Slayer and stuff like that. Like, a couple of seasons have been brilliant, but some of them have been really, really good. The fight scenes. There's a lot of powerful messaging in anime as well. A lot of positivity in there.
Wow, this is what it feels like I feel like we've swapped roles.
Right, there's nothing wrong with anime.
This is why it's on that icky list.
That ick list. I think it's really unfair. I think there's worse things on there.
Nah, I think it belongs on there.
Oh, I don't see how porn is a hobby.
Well, why do you seem so confused, Ash? Ash is looking like, well...
No.
When you've got a passion for something, it can be a hobby. Have you seen as well, there's been like a... Who was telling me? Ash was telling me.
I was telling you.
Yes, she was.
No, I wasn't.
You told me there's been like a 45% decrease in...
No. I said that you now have to put in all your personal details when you go to any porn site.
Well, how personal are we talking?
I think it's like passport.
You think or you know?
Driving license.
You think, you know?
I think. I've seen on my feed.
What he's saying is his passport got declined, so he had to choose his driving license afterwards.
I've had a driving license for years.
Say that out loud.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I mean,
I'm about to get disqualified. Someone's no longer driving.
I've got a license. I mean, I haven't.
Physical card.
Thank you. I lost it a little bit ago. But yeah, you have to put in your details.
There was no way to dig. There was no way. He was just going down.
And apparently, because you now have to prove who you are, they've had a 50% decrease in traffic.
Because no one wants to say
it's me.
But I feel like those sites are probably a bit dodgy anyway. I mean, I'm sure that if they're making you put details in, maybe they are above board. But I'd be worried about, like, you know, you getting frauded next. Not only does everyone now know that you've signed up to naughty sites, you've also got to lose your life savings because, like, you put all your personal details
that's so
in.
True. Yeah, but you put your details into dodgier sites and, like, no?
Like what? Like what? You should stop talking this week.
What's, also, what's dodgier?
Like, when I fell for the TV scam.
That's not dodgier than Pornhub, Ash.
And he's went to a specific site. Thank you.
Yeah, that was too specific.
He's using it. Look at it. Spin it.
Go on.
Spin it.
I was the one in trouble talking about anime, but now I'm quite safe being the nerd over here. It's you two little addicts.
So what sites? What are like the top three sites?
What are we doing?
What is going on?
I'm actually confused.
What are you doing?
Okay, answer me one question.
I don't want this conversation.
Because in your life, wait, stop. In your life, yeah?
I'm back.
Wait, look at me a second.
This is probably going to get edited out.
No, it's not.
Right, go on then.
It's not. In your life, have you been on one of those sites before?
No.
Look at that lie. Okay, so now look at me in the face. Have you ever clicked on the hentai section?
No! And that's actually a no for a start. That one actually. Stop trying to get me into hentai. I'm not into hentai.
Oh, all right. Few stumbles.
One thing I would say though about the list, let me get this, the list of 15 most unattractive hobbies, right?
Yeah.
I'm surprised dancing's not on there. Because when I read it, I was thinking to myself, right, I know we take dancing for granted, but I remember seeing a post a little while ago that made me completely change the way that I feel that people think about dancing. And it was, if I was on a date with someone or I was with my man at like a party or whatever, and I went to get a drink and came back and he was in the middle of the circle going, and like, everyone was like, oh, it would give me the ick.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's so funny. Like, if you think about dancing in that way, if you're somewhere, like let's say you were out, and you were, I don't know, at a party, whatever, and you just started banging, but taking yourself seriously, banging out, do you not feel like it would be a bit like...
Yeah, because no, we would never ever do that. That's why. It's context, isn't it?
No, but we actually know people who dance to our level, who go out, like not even like at a party. But, no, I mean, what it means, who are trained dancers in whatever.
To our level. To my level.
What it means, not to my level. I mean, like... Not too hard to achieve, but I mean, like seriously, like real professional dancers who'll go out to like a club, not even at like a party, but they'll sort of like go for it. They're in a club and they are banging out routines.
Yeah, no, that's, I'm that's like, a, what that's are a, you doing?
That's a big ick.
Context is everything, though.
I don't know if I should say this.
Well, you said that now. So
yeah, so say it.
It.
Go on.
I think I'm at the stage where I'm starting to give myself the ick.
What do you mean?
When it comes to dancing.
With dancing.
Not with anime, with dancing.
What do you mean?
As a diversity member, I feel a bit like sometimes when we walk into rehearsal, and sometimes I'll be standing there and I'll be like, right, we ready to start? And you'll be like, right, guys, here's what we're going to do. And I'll see my reflection. I'm like, bro, I'm like 32 with three kids. And I'm an old 32. You're a young 38. Do you know what I mean, Ash? Like, you're
38. I'm not 38.
Yeah.
I'm 36.
I'm 37 soon. Just round it up a bit, do you know what I mean? But anyway, you're quite a young 37.
I'm 36.
You're quite a young late 30s.
Okay.
I'm mid-30s.
Where?
I'm mid-30s. Yeah. And I'm 36.
You're quite a young 36, I
think.
Thank you. You're quite an agile one. Just your general movement is, it's not icky. I just give myself the ick when I dance.
Why?
I just can't do it. That's why when everyone goes to me, oh, why aren't you ever doing like any dancing TikToks? I can't set up my phone here. Beep. 3, 2, 1. Because I did it once, and it's the worst thing I've ever done in my life.
Savage.
I did
Savage in 2020.
Okay, yeah, don't bring that up.
Savage, Megan Thee Stallion. Oh, I've seen
that.
It.
Yeah, I deleted it.
That's up there for me with the diary. To find that TikTok of you on your own doing Savage.
There's got to be someone in like the diversity fan base that has saved Jordan's TikTok.
Okay, can we not talk
if you have it, I beg.
Please send it to us.
I beg.
Please.
Yeah, please. Do it. Go for it. I don't mind. You'll never see me again. You will never, ever see me again.
Let me also back you up because I know what you mean. I do think it's about context, right? So let's say you know like a dope singer, yeah? And you go and watch him in a West End show or you go and watch him at a concert, do whatever. Let's say that you're then in the audience with them and they're singing the songs back. If people are just singing along and dancing and having a good time, yeah, whatever. If they start banging out the riffs,
yeah,
it's a bit like,
chills.
I feel like context is everything, right? So I hear what you're saying about dancing. Like I feel that bears a diversity, right? Do TikToks, they do, literally uploaded a dope one the other day. But for me personally, I love dance, still love dance, but I don't put down my phone and solo record myself because it feels weird to me at my stage in life.
Do you know what, like, I get if it. I think about like, let's say tour, diversity tour, no, not just even specific to performing in general, I love that. But I think they're two different things. Like, dancing for yourself and then performing for a crowd are very, very different. And that side of it, the crowd, the performance, being with the whole squad, like all the diversity, that side, the adrenaline from it, the buzz once you finish, even like the nerves before you go in because you're like, oh, what if something goes wrong? I love all that still. I don't think that will ever fade. If anything, as I've got older and I know that, oh, I'm not going to dance forever, that's kind of got even more. I love the performance side of stuff. But the I don't know if I have, I think I give myself the ick a little bit to go, right, let's choreograph and like just stand in front of the mirrors and just go for myself.
I think it depends, bro. I think that if you're just if you're having fun with it and like it's just, you're just like, oh yeah, this is literally just fun, like light. I think it's different. I think it's when you're like setting it up and you're literally, like you said, you know, you went and you're taking yourself mad serious.
Yeah.
I feel like it's icky. I don't think it's about the dance. I think it's about taking yourself too seriously while doing it. That's what I think. When you stand there and you just got to look at yourself like, yeah, like, come on, I look sick.
Do you know what's weird?
That's
I like,
man.
People talk to me all the time. Me and Pell had this debate. Yeah. So I think it's funny. All of our main jobs is either dancing or like talking, in terms of whether it be the podcast, whether it be radio, whether it be presenting, flipping huge shows like you do all the time, right? It's talking and sort of conveying yourself and doing whatever. Me and Perry, we've had this question before. Me and him have had this debate. I'm going to bring you on it. If someone said to me, go out on stage and you've got to talk, you've got to hold a stage and hold a crowd for 10, 15 minutes, or go out and do a 2-minute dance solo on your own, they're going to play a song, you've got to bang out on stage, I am picking the talking and filling every single time.
Insane.
But he's picking the dance solo.
I'd have to. That's what I'm more comfortable with.
Yeah, but to me, I'm like,
yeah, I hear it.
What would you pick?
It depends on the context. Depends on the crowd, how long I got to prep. Like, I know it sounds stupid, even what I'm wearing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, depends. It completely depends on the context. Because okay, I feel like
this second, you walk out of that door.
And who's out there?
You're going to walk out onto a stage.
Okay, on the street. And there's going to be like, what, 1,000 people out there?
1,000 people. It's like a DJ AG situation, but you're on an elevated stage where everyone can see you. Not like DJ AG, there's like everyone's around. Where's that?
You're going to talk in that scenario.
100% easy.
No,
what
no
about,
problem.
What about?
Absolutely anything.
Never.
Absolutely anything.
Yeah, but Jude, you have to understand, look at the way you tell your stories. Like, that's your skill, bro. I'd say your skill for storytelling and like literally like stand up. You could stand there and quickly pull together a 2-minute set. That's your talent, bro.
That's a big ask.
No, you
could. Stand up set's a big ask.
I believe you could. I actually said this the other day on, I replied to someone's, in the questions on stories. Someone said to me, Jude's the GOAT. And I said, listen, I've been saying this for a hot minute. I would love to see Joel do some sort of like stand-up show or something. And the amount of people that were like, oh my God, yeah. Trust me, you could do that. I feel more comfortable creating. Like if you said to me, oh, okay, you got to go out there now and do something. I'd feel more comfortable probably creating something and dancing than I would do the spot. Just,
bear in mind, and this is what I find so funny because when I had this conversation, as a member of diversity, our own trumpet a little bit here, one of the most successful dance groups globally in the last couple of decades. If someone said, as a member of diversity, go and do a 2-minute dance solo, I would melt.
But you've also grown up doing it in a group.
Yeah,
so I've never really danced singling solo. Yourself out anyway is always hard. I would be like, oh, this is horrible. But if I just had to pick one, I hate speaking. I am on a podcast.
Exactly. And on a radio show every day.
I think people would find that mad surprising about you. Like you said, being in DV. I think
that's what I mean.
Obviously, we know your relationship with dancing and how much you're like, oh, I'll do it in the group. But I think people would find that mad interesting about you.
And I think they'll also find it interesting about Pell. Because that's what anyone ever says, the crazy, eccentric, have a laugh Pell that you hear on radio and on podcasts. And you go, I'll go and talk. But no way, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I hear it.
I've seen Perry be offered obscene amounts of money to go and like host a live event or go and do stuff. He'll go, there's no way I'm doing that. He'll literally be like, no, I'm not doing it. Like, literally, like, would you rather? Is like, but you know, imagine a would you rather in like a real life situation. Pell's like, no,
but
I can't do it.
It's also similar for me in terms of people have offered me, you know, lots to go and create stuff for them or create it for not just dancers, but I don't know, direct videos or do things. And listen, I would do it and have done it in the past, but it absolutely is not only is it not my comfort zone, I would say it has to be something that I really, really want to do to pull me out of that curve. My like home and like heart is absolutely with making stuff in our game. And I feel that like essentially because we've always grown up that way, whether it be dancing, creating, talking, entertaining, whatever, we will always just feel more comfortable in our clique. I think that's just the way it is for us because we've grown up doing it together. No?
No, I agree. I agree. I'm just trying to think of a would you rather off the back. And I'm going back to this top 15 most unattractive things, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, something you love is comic books. And I know it's number one. But I'm thinking your hobby that you absolutely love, whether it be dance or let's say it is dance, because obviously you're not going to give up dance and you're not going to give it up. Would you rather your other half find the thing you love to do a massive ick?
Yeah.
Or would you rather have to do something that you find as a massive ick every day? So would you rather commit to a new hobby that you actually don't like doing and find quite awkward? So for me, it would be, would I rather they find boxing, me doing boxing, a massive, massive ick? Or would I rather have to commit to doing like freestyle dances on my own every single day? Do you know what I mean? That's the thing for me. But we're talking potential, like, I just don't know if I can...
Yeah, because it just gets to a point where we break up.
That's my point.
That would just have to be the case.
So what you're picking, breaking up with your partner or just finding something uncomfortable every day? Because who knows? I might do the dancing thing solo every day and then go, oh, actually, I'm actually starting to like this now. Do you know what I mean? It's just uncomfortability. Yeah. It's putting yourself in an uncomfortable situation or putting your partner in an uncomfortable situation to the point they might want to break up with you.
If they break up with you over your hobby being an ick, it's probably not viable, is it? Anyway. Yeah, exactly. So it's got to be that one, surely.
You're going to pick that?
Yeah.
I think I might pick the other one.
Really?
Only because if I'm forced that way, maybe I actually might start to like it.
If you danced every day and it wasn't your job from being 14, I know you'd like it. It's just that it's just been your job. So I reckon if you pick that one and you dance every day, I reckon that is the right choice.
Just to clarify, I will happily dance every single day as diversity in the group.
No, that's what I mean.
It's
on your own.
It's the solo thing that freaks me
out.
Wait,
but hell, don't forget, he used to choreograph and dance the most.
Yeah.
At one point.
Jules, like you said, at one point, was the most passionate member.
And he was dope at it.
But not for like, passionate for the group, of course, but like passionate towards dance in itself.
Yeah, that's true.
And was taking the most class, was the
100%. And not to get too deep on it, because we are going to move on, but then what happens is that the moment that you think, oh, perhaps that's not for me, or maybe I'm not as good as I should be or want to be, it starts to crumble the resolve. I think in reality, and that's what I'm trying to say about dancing now, I feel that the way you feel about it is born out of like, again, not to get too deep, or maybe I'm not as good as I want to be or as good as I should be, rather than just enjoying the process. So the honest truth, I think, is that like icky stuff is about how you feel about it and how you feel doing it. And that's why for me, it's icky when people dance, when they look themselves in the mirror and they take themselves super serious. You can take your art serious. You can love it. I love creating still, but I never look in the mirror and think, I'm dope at this.
Mm.
I just enjoy doing what I'm doing. And I think the guys or the women, or whatever, the people that look and makes them think like a lot about themselves or they take it super serious, it's a bit like, get over yourself.
Yeah.
And that's the icky part. That's what I think. I don't think it's dance. I just think it's how you feel about it.
And that,
well put.
That's why it's called Brothers Uncovered. Probably said a small, very fun therapy session.
There you go, my friends.
There we go.
Should we go dancing after this?
Let's not go dancing. Let's go to an interrogation. All right, so Perry, you're being interrogated this week, sir.
Yes, all right.
Would you rather have your last 10 photos leaked or your last 10 voice notes?
Last 10... photos.
Yeah. Would you rather have to backflip every time you enter a room or mess up a backflip badly during our next diversity tour?
Mess up a backflip in the next one.
Absolutely.
Would you rather every film you watch at the cinema for a year is dubbed in French with no subtitles? Or every time you go to the cinema, you have to sit on a stranger's lap for the entire film?
Stranger's lap.
What?
All right,
sorry,
Perry,
we'll get into that.
Would you rather your girlfriend read every DM you've ever sent or every DM you've ever received?
Every DM I've ever received.
Of course. Yeah. Would you rather be followed by a film crew for the rest of your life or never be on TV again?
Never be on TV again.
Okay, I feel like some of these, I would have answered for him super confidently.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump straight to the one that I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Why are you sitting on a stranger's lap every time you go to the cinema?
That's wild.
Maybe because I'm not speaking to you in French right now.
Perry, it was just for 1 year. That's it.
Was it?
Basically, you got...
was it 1 year? Was it 1 year? I didn't hear that part.
Basically, you wouldn't enjoy cinema for 1 year. Yeah, because it would all be
free. Does it start now?
It starts right now. Or every time you go to sit on. Yeah, that wasn't like for the year. That was just every time from now on you go to sit on, you've got to sit on someone's lap that you don't know.
At least it's warm, I guess. A little embrace every
also, cinema. You could still enjoy filming French.
Yeah, and to be fair, after a while...
Might learn a new language.
Exactly, I'd probably start to...
I think it'd encourage you to actually start learning it.
That's true, and then I could just enjoy it in French.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so annoying.
Yeah, man, that was the
I should have learned French.
Backflip every time you enter a room or mess up a backflip once on tour. You got...
Mess it up, man.
Absolutely.
Mess it up, though.
Have you ever flopped a flip on tour?
Yes.
Loads of times, isn't it?
Yeah. Not a backflip, though. That's their bread and butter for you. I've never seen you flop a back tuck. When you've been like thrown into it or you've jumped off something or like down the street when you land on your head in front of the Prime Minister on like global news, like that, yes. Joking, because that you slipping off of Ash. But I mean, just a standard backflip. I don't know if you've ever flopped one on stage, have you?
No, they're too light for him.
Yeah, maybe not. No, maybe not. But I'd rather do that once than...
Yeah.
Walking into a room, the attention of that is crazy.
Yeah.
I've actually
doing a backflip. And that's something that people also ask me when I go into
a room. Expect you to do it.
I'm like, no, thank you.
Do a backflip?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's long.
Or if someone said like, oh, Perry walked into a room the other day, they're probably... Oh, sorry.
Oh, wait. I've seen Astro so four
times. That cut him off. Sorry.
I tried.
Sorry. And you know what he did on the last one? He did that thing where you take a big breath to let people know I'm going to talk and you still did it. You went...
sorry.
I tried three times. I went...
Go on, last one.
Not that I was saying anymore.
No, come on. Come on. I want to hear it. I'm really curious.
We do.
Come on. You sound really nervous. What was you going to ask him?
I've forgotten now.
No. I'll ask you something. Oh, what are you actually going to talk? Well, commit to it then. What are you going to say?
Get it done. Yeah,
you carry on. I'll come in naturally in a minute.
Okay. Right. Would you rather your last 10 photos leaked or voice notes? You went for photos.
Yeah.
Nah, man, all the talk and all the weird stuff you said about nudes on here, I don't think that's a wise
choice. But my last 10, I know in the past 24 hours I ain't done any nudes.
You take that many pictures? I don't take that many pictures. All my last 10 are just my wife and her horse.
Whoa.
Yeah. Her pet horse, not me.
That's weird.
Coco. Why is that weird?
It's just a bit weird, isn't it?
What? I've got pictures of my wife and her horse.
It's just a thought of you there like that with your phone up.
wallet case.
Just a bit like that. There you go. That's probably one of those icky hobbies, taking a picture of your wife with a horse.
Specific. What your last dead pictures there? Describe
one. I've got a picture of the watermelon sitting in my chair from today's pod. I've got a couple of screenshots for Kiss Breakfast.
Oh, okay. That's nothing too bad.
Some news headlines. And I've got a picture of my girlfriend in one of those LED masks.
Whoa. Right, fair dudes. Yeah. I'm not going to ask you, Ash.
I haven't got my phone, but...
Oh, there we
no,
go.
I actually haven't. But...
That's lucky, isn't it? Mr. Age Verification over there. That's so lucky.
Go on, do your interrupting.
I was going to say... no, I think that was... You know what you spoke about there? That's what I was going to ask.
What's wrong with you today?
I don't know, man. I'm tired. Tired and...
Like you lost your
my confidence has taken a real
knock. Do you want to talk about something random?
Okay.
So we actually did a good would you rather.
I'm joking. Oh, you're muggy.
I'd go as far as say I get bullied on here.
Shut up. No you don't.
I think I get bullied.
No way.
No, yep. You don't.
I get bullied.
Don't play victim.
And a lot of people have said it to me.
You don't get bullied.
Well, wait, before we get into the would you rather, would you like to speak about something just random? Just
on,
like
anything.
A quick 30-second chat.
Is there something you'd like to bring to the pod?
If you could only have one flavour of crisps for the rest of your life, what flavour are you picking?
Okay, pal, man, this is why we don't. That is...
No, because that's bullying, isn't it?
Okay.
You won't lie.
No, see, I've seen you invited me to ask.
And I think it's a good question.
It is a good question.
So what flavour are you picking?
I've actually just discovered these new Cheetos, the spicy ones. They're like twists.
Yes.
You've seen them recently. I didn't know they existed. Absolutely phenomenal. Yeah. Jord?
Chili Heat Wave from Doritos.
Yeah, and yours, Ash?
Prawn cocktail.
All right.
We're really lucky on this team to have like producers and stuff. So just like a production note, producer Rob, if you do want to trim that down, get rid of it, feel free. But if not, and our Brolo's got to hear that, wicked. Well done. I'm sure you love that section. Speaking of our Brolo's, Coastal Crystals is the name of one of our Brolo's. Mm. She has sent in a Would You Rather.
Okay.
Quite lighthearted, which I think is good. This has been a family question for years. Would you rather die from heat or cold?
Is that it?
That's it. She did actually say sorry to be morbid, but apparently that's been a debate in her family for a long time. I don't know why. I feel like that's normally the question is, would you rather die in a fire or drown? I feel like everyone's had that debate, no?
Yeah, heat, is it or, just me? Heat or cold is different.
Just a quick show of hands in the room. Has anyone had that debate? Would you rather drown or be in a fire? Yeah, never? Okay,
no. Okay, not everyone. Most,
okay, not Rob. Not producer Rob.
No.
Yeah.
Which weirdly, I thought that would have been probably like his opening gambit on a date. That is, sounds like that's sort of like producer Rob chat, to be fair. Yeah. But, okay, heat or cold if he's going to die. Heat or cold.
Well, naturally, I'm going to go for cold because burning alive sounds awful.
Heat or cold?
Yeah.
What's that got to do with drowning?
No. You are vacant today, bud.
1 minute. What's it?
No. Let's get him a coffee and a cuddle, I think.
What? He said everyone else has had that debate, like, would you rather
burn
or drown?
Yeah.
And he's saying, I've had that one before, but we've never heard this side
of it. Just straight cold or heat.
But they're different debates, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, well done, fella. Do you want to go back to prawn cocktail?
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Forget everything. Let's just answer this.
Sorry.
Just answer this.
Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Right. Would you rather die from heat or cold? Forget drowning. No water.
And back to my point.
Right. Yeah.
I was going to say cold, but it's also like burning because you get ice burns, don't you?
Listen, you know that feeling? And I didn't know what to do. I actually sat there. My son was at football training. He got in the car and they're all there all wrapped up. So it's like January. You know, it's like really, really cold. And it was the first time he's experienced that feeling. You know, when you are so cold and then you go into warmth straight away and your hands hurt.
That
pain is so intense. Yeah. He got in the car and he just burst into tears. He just started crying. And I was sat there with him like, I understand, son. I understand. Like,
yeah, sorry,
but I'm like, there's nothing you can do. I actually don't know what to suggest.
I went go-karting with everyone on tour.
I remember.
I went go-karting with everyone on tour once and we was on tour during the winter. And everyone thought it'd be fun. No, my fingers were in that much pain. I literally pulled into the pit stop and cried. I cried, man. It's insane.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Because if temperatures are that cold, you then just lose your fingers and your toes. What about that woman? Do you follow Mel Two Toes on Instagram?
He's got an obsession with this woman.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm not sure what the circumstance was. She lost her toes to frostbite.
Right.
Yeah. She's like, what? Right, Jordan, it's not. You can keep a straight face. You're an adult, all right? Anyway, she lost her toes to frostbite. Yeah. She's like, late 40s, got to be in her 50s, now takes up parkour.
That's the bit that gets me.
Now she does parkour. And her page is just parkour. She's called Mel Two Toes. And sometimes on her stories, you see them.
Can I just say, the reason I laughed, because he tells, you don't know how much promo he's done for Mel Two Toes.
No, because he, you know, some pages, about though, do you know when you're just like, no, I'm actually so gassed over this page. I'm like, this woman has lost her toes and now just takes up parkour.
Now, can I just say, you always think the point of the chat is, oh, he's telling us about someone who's lost their toes to frostbite. Maybe he's chatting about, I don't know, awareness about being careful. Mm-hmm. No, the killer is always, now she does parkour.
Yeah.
She's not fair.
Please look her up. She's so cool.
Does she have all her fingers though?
Yes, I think so.
Mm.
That's such an ash question. She never mentioned her fingers.
Yeah, no, she's called Mel Two Toes.
If you lose your toes, I think it's a fair enough question to ask if you lost any fingers. And then I'm thinking, how did you grab the ledges? Is that fair enough?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't. We're veering off here. And I don't want to be involved. We're veering off.
You don't want to be involved. You started it.
No, he started it with Mel Two Toes and then you started it by asking about her hands.
Right, let's revert. Okay. Let's revert.
You're dying heat or cold?
Is this hot or cold water or hot or cold temperature?
Where's the water coming from? No one's brought up water.
But no, I'm serious because.
No, it's hot, just heat.
Cold water, right? Calm down, Stressy Sue. Hot water is one thing, and cold, ice bath. People have ice baths every day. You have a hot bath.
Yeah, but you're not trying to die in it. All right, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you could do.
What in an ice bath?
Have you ever seen orcas hunt seals?
What are you talking about?
No, that's nuts, though.
There's not an orca in my ice bath.
Yeah, true. Let me make the scenario then. This room either gets ridiculously cold or ridiculously hot. What one are you going
to
stand
in? I was going to say, to make it easier, you're stranded in the Antarctic or you're stranded in the Sahara Desert.
Oh, that's much easier.
That's way easier.
What do you mean? It's literally the same analogy.
It is.
Well, it's not, because one's the Antarctic and one's this room with the AC on.
A room.
Let's just do Antarctica or Sahara.
We're getting really confused here.
Okay. Antarctica or Sahara, you're stranded. You're going to die from like heat exhaustion and dehydration.
Mm-hmm. Different wildlife in those environments as well.
See, Coastal Crystals, I hope you're proud of yourself, mate. This is you. I can see why you and your family debate it a lot, because if this is what it does, cold. I think I'm picking cold.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
Because apparently drowning's much more peaceful anyway. So I'm going cold.
Where has the drowning cup?
Where you threw it in at the start, you
Yeah, you're confusing the situation.
You've thrown it off.
I can't tell if you lot winded me up. I can't tell if you're trying to wind me up.
We're all a bit confused.
Yeah. I'm going cold.
I'm going cold.
Cold.
All right.
Or drowning. Thank you, Coastal Crystals. That's what we was going for.
Should we move on?
I think it's
time for Ashley Banjo's massive, humongous, big end.
When you chuck humongous in there, it doesn't work.
It's not
it's Ashley MBE. Banjo's MBE. If you then do Ashley Banjo's MHBE, you just sound like a bank. You sound like we're opening a bank, and that doesn't work.
Right, last week, a lot of people think it should have been Jewel. I agree.
I don't know why everyone thinks it should have been me. He just didn't land on me.
Where you're getting away with it a few times.
Yeah, we all want it to be you. And let's be honest, the last time you did it, you had to massage Perry's feet. You barely did that. So what's going to happen this week is I'm going to spin this.
Yeah.
It's going to land on you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to pick the two worst options there are out of that box. And you're finally going to get what's been coming
to you. Is this you manifesting again, yeah?
This is called manifestation.
Ooh.
See how that worked out last time. Come on then, spin it.
Oh no, last time was different.
Okay, spin it, bitch.
Are you ready?
Go on, have it.
When this lands on him, Pell, we have to give him a round of applause.
Let's go.
On. Manifestation for you.
I'm shook.
Yeah! I told you!
Yes!
It's your time. And all that comes next is for you to pick the two worst options out of that box. Pell, where's the box, son? Where's the box?
It feels
good.
There it
is. Oh. What was it, George?
It feels good.
Yeah.
Oh, feeling.
Mm. Oh, gosh. Let's go. Woo! Oh, let's go. What you got, son?
First MBE is...
First one.
One of them, please. One
Just
of
one,
them.
Please. Don't
one
look.
Them.
Just one.
What is it, Jordan?
From Manisha.
Yep.
Yeah.
Lick a lolly that's been dropped on the floor.
Oh,
I hate that, man.
And do we get to decide the floor?
Of course. Just don't go in the toilet or anything like that. That's
crazy.
Well,
you don't know where we're going to go.
Yeah. We've actually got some lollies in the studio around the corner, actually. So there's a potential.
Okay, that's your first one. Second one.
This is from Jade. That's not happening.
What?
I've done I'm a celebrity a few too many times, so now I can't do that.
God, what is it?
Eat a century egg. Those century old eggs.
One of those like rotten tins.
One of those rotten eggs. Listen, I'm getting watery mouth when we're talking about it. Like, you make me want to heave on
the spot. The egg. You got off lightly there, I think.
What, eat a century egg or lick a lolly that's been on the floor?
Come on, man. We do that all the time.
Who does that all the time?
5 second rule. That's why it has to be more than 5 seconds to count.
No. That's not specified.
Absolutely.
We should always get flipping scurvy.
Yeah.
No, we're not rubbing it. You're going to rub it along the floor. I'm not trying to get like ill because of Manisha.
Well, we'll decide that.
Yeah.
Let's get
what
a lolly.
Are you going for?
Well, hang on. I have a picture.
Oh,
calm down.
Right,
calm down, Cindy.
Come on. We know what you're picking.
What am I picking?
You're not going to... If you pick an egg, then go on.
I'm going to take my time, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah. I'm going to go for lick a lolly that's been dropped on the floor.
Let's go get a lolly.
Let's go drop it on the floor.
Come on, let's go. Should we go and find the floor?
This is ridiculous.
Come with us. We found a lolly and we're going to go drop it on the floor ready for
Jules
to eat.
Okay, lick. I just have to lick it, actually. I don't have to eat the entire lolly. Absolute knobs. The highest.
Right. All right, ready, Jules.
What did you know? Because I can hear you laughing. Are you taking it? No, I ain't doing it. I'm not doing it.
It's an MBE.
No, I don't give a shit if it's in it. That wasn't the MBE.
We dropped it on the floor.
Guys, are you taking the bit? Where did you drop it? Where did you drop that?
That's our business.
That looks like you. That looks pale. Where did you even drop it? You're in an office building. If you dropped it on the floor, why is it covered in soil?
No, there was a plant that had spilt.
Guys, listen.
Come on.
Lick a lolly that's been dropped on the floor. I just took a little bit of carpet fluff or something. I watched you take it into the toilet. Well, you're taking the absolute
minute. Okay, yeah, but what? Nothing.
Well, I'm
listen.
Not licking it. And it never said for how long. So if I am licking it, it's going to be like a tiny bit.
No, it's got about that. One big like.
Well, who said that?
What are you doing?
Did not specify that.
Well, one thing I will say is if he doesn't do this one properly either, Brolo's going to have a real problem.
Exactly.
Are you trying to wind me up?
What?
Mr. Okay, sorry, Perry, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I might as well reveal it now. I'm going to reveal it right now.
There we go.
I'm revealing it all behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Has Ashley given you £10 to buy that watermelon? Did you buy it yourself?
Yeah, but he said I'll sort you out after.
Yeah. Have you sorted him out? You haven't done it properly, have you?
That's our business.
So, Brolos, get on to Ash as well.
That's our business.
Well, that's my business as well, how I'm going to lick this lolly.
No, you've got to properly lick the lolly.
That's between you and the Brolos.
What if I get ill?
You're not getting
ill.
You
won't get ill. Tonsillitis, I think.
No, you're not.
You won't get ill. Come on.
It's a bit of dirt.
A bit of dirt.
To be fair, that is gross.
I know it's gross. It's not even the mud on it. It's the fact that you put it in the toilet.
Do you know what would actually?
Oh, come on. We don't always wash our hands,
don't we? I mean, that's another revelation.
Yeah, we'll bring that back next episode.
No, move on. Come on.
Then hurry up. You got this. You're taking three, too long. Two, one, go.
Yeah, just give me a sec.
You're taking too long.
3, 2, 1 to prep. 3, 2, 1.
No, come on. Whole way.
Text from my tongue.
Whole way. 3, 2, 1, go. 3, 2. Oh, when he left, I put it on the toilet seat.
Right, that is episode something teen wrapped up.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Brolos. We'll see you next week. Like, share, subscribe. Peace.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.